Greeting everyone. My name is Nassim Nicholas Talab. I don't have a very precise profession, but I have one idea: the role of rare events, whether in markets, in history, in science, and in other fields. So I'm interested in the role of rare events. I was a trader for 20 years almost, but I also pursued separate parallel careers as an author and as a professor. So what do I do for a living depends on which cocktail party I attend. I gave some thought to the idea after finishing The Black Swan 3 years ago of what we should be doing. I identified the disease, which is blindness to rare events, but I did not provide very precise solutions. Now I'm a little more prepared to present, to tell people what to do. They need, in one word, to be robust. Now, what does robustness mean? It means a lot of things, but it mostly means being resistant to shocks, adverse shocks. How is that done? You need to be overinsured. Believe it or not, overinsured, which is the opposite. You need to have low leverage as you can get away with, and be overinsured. You also need to have to change your way of thinking about the world, to have a way of thinking that values defensive strategies as a core strategy. To give you an idea, if I'm in cash and everybody else loses money, I got a lot richer. And effectively, as of today, over the past 10 years, cash has been one of the highest performing assets. So being in cash, you should not be at all afraid of being aggressively in cash and consider it an aggressive strategy by saying, I'm going to be in cash, and if everybody else has problems, I'm going to go buy their assets. Another thing I would tell investment officers is to avoid the clustering. Avoid acting in function of what other investment officers are doing. This is what's causing severe, market problem, but also ethical problem. Because a lot of people say, okay, if I have this strategy, say I'm investing in these risky securities with hidden risks, and I lose money, everybody else will be losing money. But that may be a very good reasoning for someone to hedge his career, but it's not ethical for me. Ethical is what you do. You do what you think you should be doing, regardless of what others are doing. Because this causes clustering of people doing all the wrong things simply because other people are doing the wrong thing. So what I call cascades and pathologies. And we've seen that. We see that in the markets, people engaging in strategies that don't make sense. So to summarize, the central point for me is robustness. Of course, by robustness, I mean robustness to these big shocks, black swans. Take a lot of risks, but be robust to black swans. How can that be done? I explain it in my book by being very aggressive with part of your portfolio and massively paranoid with the rest. On average, you have medium risk, but you cannot lose more than, a certain amount of money. And no method of analysis, will show you losing more than, say, whatever you are allocating to risky. I call cash, I've changed my definition of cash. My cash is what I call the numeraire. It's not just cash because I'm afraid of inflation. So I have some inflation-linked securities. What I call repository of value, I have a collection of currencies and metals. So it's a combination of inflation-linked currencies and metals, but very short-term. Treasury bills from governments. That's what I call cash. I don't want to make a penny from that money. I just want it to be protected from inflation. Nothing. I don't want to make a penny. And then I have what I'm willing to lose. Now, what I'm willing to lose, I'm willing, to make speculative bets with. I'll have a collection of speculative bets. I may have bets on some event happening, some micro event. I may have investments in a gold mine. I may have something like that. Or real estate. Now, I think I'm extremely bullish on real estate along the Mediterranean. So things like that I use for my, it's my play money. And so far, the strategy has worked rather well because I never had a surprise. You cannot have a surprise if you invest in an asset, in a risky asset, when you know it's risky. You only have a surprise when you buy AAA and it goes to zero. Okay, I use ETFs myself as a private individual. I do not have an opinion on them. I'm sure they make life easier for people like me who want to take a certain hedging position against like an inverse bonds position or an inverse something. Okay, so ETFs came handy for me when I wanted to go short the long-term treasury bonds because I think governments are going to make mistakes. I don't know overall for society whether they are a stabilizing force or whether they are a negative, disturbing force. I think, you know, as a someone in favor of bond vigilantes, I think that they allow us to perform some things. There's other also functions performed by ETFs to allow us to bypass the security analysis, you know, and the portfolio allocation method by just selecting a broad class.